We left off, we're still trying to analyze this idea that even according to some opinions, Yush itself is not Kona, but Yush plus Shin Rishus, that's a given. That's the Gemara says in Sifkun, was in Bava Kama, that's for sure going to be Kona. The question is, how does that work? So the simple pshat was, the way Tosis and the Ramban presented, that Yush itself really should have been a Kenyan, should have been a full-fledged Kenyan. The only impediment to Yush is the fact that it's Bisur Asa Liyadeh. So we can somehow touch up that problem, somehow avoid that problem, then we fall back on regular Yush being Kaina. So the easiest way to get rid of that obstacle with Bisur Asa Liyadeh is simply to bring the third party. Didn't do anything to Issa. The Yush preceded his getting the object, and therefore the Yush is Kaina pretty much on its own. So we pointed out that the Rishonim for sure don't buy into this. The Rambam, presents Yush and Shin Rishus being Kaina even in the opposite direction, even in the opposite order. Obviously, if the Shini Rishus is preceding the Yush, that whole Svar is going to break down. So we developed another Mahalach that Yush, Shini Rishus, the Ikar Kinyan is not really the Yush, the Ikar Kinyan is really the Shini Rishus. Shini Rishus is really Dino Kiyashino, it's a Shini Maisa, and the Yush is only necessary just to be able to get the ball rolling, to be able to call it a Shini Rishus, to be able to equate it to a Shini Maisa. So we began searching and trying to figure out what the answer to this question is. Is Yush and Shini Rishus really kind of through the Yush, really kind of through the Shini Rishus? So we came to the realization that there's a very, very lumbish question that's hopefully going to result from this question. If you hold that the Yush and Shin Rishus is really, truly the Yush that's been kind of, and we have to get it to the third party to get around the Surah and the Yodday, so then when Yush and Shin Rishus combine together to be kind of, the Gazlan was never kind of. Not even for the slightest split fraction of a second was the Gazlan kind of. The whole Kenyan is only Al Shem, the third party. If you hold like the Rambam's version, that Yush and Shin Rishus are really the Shini is the Kona, then we could potentially, I didn't say we have to, we could potentially discuss that maybe the Gazan himself is Kona for somehow that fraction of a second. Why would we say such a thing? A strange idea. That the Gazan is Kona for a split second. What is prompting us to say that's what's the Gemara condition in days that's just gnawing at us? We spoke a lot about the Gemara. The Gemara talks about the Mekadosh Anisha invoking the principle of Yush and Shin Rishus. The Gemara doesn't say that explicitly. The Gemara says that Yush could have potentially worked through Mekadosh Anisha and the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran and the Rash for all the Rishon and Meiran. But the Gemara must mean is Yush and Shin Rishus because Yush itself is not kind according to our most opinions. So how in the world could that work? How could Yush and Shin Rishus work to be Mekadosh Anisha? So we said, according to the Rambam, it makes a lot of sense because according to the Rambam, the Gazlan got the item for a split second, so since he got it for a split second, so that's enough. When the Masada Kedushin asks him under the Chuppah, does this ring belong to you? The ring they just broke into a jewelry store and took. Does this ring belong to you? So the answer is, in the Olam HaTalyonim, in the theoretical world of Halacha, yeah, it does belong to him for a split mashu, tipa min hayam of a second, that's enough that it belongs to him, and therefore the Kedushin goes. But what about according to Tosfos Ramban? According to Tosfos Ramban, that it didn't belong to him, never belongs to him, won't belong to him, it's impossible to belong to him. The Yisurah Saliyadeh is preventing it from belonging to him. So we have to fall back on a whole brand new approach to Kedushin. And you don't really have to own it. The Chosin doesn't have to own it. That's an incorrect question under the Chuppah. All that has to happen is that the Kala has to get it. So that opened up our eyes, and that's where we left off the Lashon Day with this razzle-dazzle question about what does Kedushin need? Does Kedushin need that it just merely becomes the Kala's property? And the Chassan somehow set the ball in motion for that to happen. Or does it really, truly, indeed, a moment is after the blow to the Chassan as well? So we left off on Thursday with what? With the famous Radvaz's touchdown pass, right? That it went up in value, going down the midfield. Is that considered to be a Kedushin or not? So the Radvaz began to bring Rayas, and that's where we left off. What are some of the Rayas? So the Radvaz, again, this is all like 15 steps away. We have to learn this condition, Sugya, because we have to understand what Shin Rishus is, because we have to come back to our Yush and Shin Rishus. So the Radvaz is offering the following interesting rayas. He presents two different rayas to support this idea that you don't really need the Nesini Mitam HaChosan, all you need is Kabbalah Mitam HaKala, and one of them is the Gemara condition of Zayin and Aleph. The Gemara condition of Zayin and Aleph tells us that just as you can be Meshachar of a Kenani, without the Kenani paying a penny, so too you can be Mekadosh Anisha without the Chosin paying a penny. Simply a third party gives the money to the Kal on behalf of the Chosin. Yisholem Yisrael, Kedushi Yavik Kenayini. So Zachter Radvaz, Zamin Fundo, you see from here that you don't need to see this HaChosin, all you need is Kabbalah Sekal. That's Raya number one.
A famous raya of the Raz, the raya from Nevi'im.
So Beisai, is that a good raya? Not the guys who wrote in the Kiddushin last year. The new fellow, newcomers. Is that a good raya? Do you think that the parsha, the Chiddush HaTorah, Kiddushin Zayim and Aleph, of Kiddushi of Kenani is really a chacha brura that you don't actually require the sinus of chosin? Is that true or not? So what does that depend on, Rabbi Isai? It depends on how you learn pshat and what? And Nebuchadnezzar. What is pshat and Nebuchadnezzar? This strange din. In a million years, I wouldn't figure this out on my own, but the Gemara and Kiddushin of Zion taught this to us. This Chiddush HaTorah, you can Kaddish and Isha based on Nebuchadnezzar, one could understand in one of two ways. Either one could understand that, you know, I mean, that's exactly what the Pasha of Kenani is saying. That we mistakenly thought that it's critical for a kid in Kesef to take effect, that you have an Asina mitzad achosin and a Kabbal mitzad achal. That's what we mistakenly thought. Not the first, not the last time that we were mistaken. That the Chiddush of the Pasha of Kenani is exactly what the Radva says, that all you need is
Kabbalas. I mean, in this, either Kabbalas Adon or the extended case Kabbalas Akala, etc.
That's all that's necessary, and there is no Nesina whatsoever. Zero, zippo, there's no Nesina. Could one learn a different shot in Eben Kenani? Could one present that a little bit different? First, we're opening up for the newcomers this year. Now we're opening up for the oldcomers this year. We're even going to open up for Dr. Berman. Who's going to tell me the other side? The other way to conceptualize Eben Kenani? Reuben goes ahead and gives money to the Adon, or Reuben goes ahead and gives money to the Kala? It's still considered to be what? What is that? How does that work? So maybe we misread what the Pasha of Eben Kenani is. We thought that Vas taught us that Eben Kenani is telling us you don't need a Nesina Bechlau. Maybe it's not the Pshat. Maybe the Pshat in Eben Kenani is that the Nesina of the third party is Mesiacheses, relates back to the person who was supposed to be doing the Nesina all along, namely the Eved, or the case of the marriage of the Chosin. It's almost, I don't want to say it with too much validity, but it's almost similar to what kind of parasha in the Torah? It's almost like a shlichos. Now, again, it's not exactly shlichos, because first of all, there was no meaning shlichos. It doesn't meet the formal criteria of shlichos. But maybe with the parasha of Kenani is mechadish, the Torah HaKadosh says, v'haftel lo eftasa, it's psuch min chumash, v'haftel lo eftasa. The Torah is mechadish, that there's a parasha of shichur of Kenani ayyadei kesef, even though the same Torah Kedesha tells us yad evi kiyad rabo. So the only way to explain is to say that something is different, something is strange, something different is happening in the parasha of Eben Kenani. So what is different is happening, perhaps, is that when the third party gives the money to the Adon, he's giving it as a representative of the Eved. It's as if the Eved gave. It's not pshat that you don't need the Nesinus Eved. You have the Nesinus Eved. You don't have it with the regular rules and regulations of Shlichus. You're right. This is another parsha of the Torah of somebody doing something on behalf of somebody else. You know, it's interesting. We have multiple parshas in the Torah, multiple dim in the Torah of Reuven acting on behalf of Shimon. We have Shlichus. That's when there's a formal meaning of Shlichus. What else do we have when Reuven can act on behalf of Shimon? We have Zochin, which may or may not be related to the Pasha Shlichus. And now we have a third Pasha. The third Pasha is in the realm of Kinyan Kesef. You don't even need Zochin. And you don't even need Shlichus. You don't need anything. In the realm of Kinyan Kesef, the Torah is Mechadish, that the Nesinas HaAcher is Dido Kinesinas HaEver, or in the case of the extrapolation of Kedusha, is Dido Kinesinas HaChosah. So if you learn the different Pshat of the Kenani, that it's not that Kabbalah HaAdon, the Akala, is Lechud, that's all you need. But rather, Eben Kenani is saying that with Dan, the Nesinas HaAcher, Kinesinas HaEved, or in this case, Kinesinas HaChosod, so then Lechora, the whole Raya of the Radvaz just fell by the wayside. So what is the answer to this question? How would we even test this? How would we know what the answer to this question is? Is the Radvaz's Raya correct? Because the whole sugya of Yeshua is just hinging on this Radvaz. So is this a good Raya? So how would we test this? What would be the litmus test to see? Who remembers? We'll open up to the newcomers for about a second, and then the oldcomers, and then I'll say what I want to say. Okay, who are the oldcomers? Newcomers? Anybody? Anycomers? Who's going to bring me a raya? At least a conceptual raya. What would be a good way of testing? You were asked to run in the lab to try to prove to me whether Evakaniani is functioning through the rules of quasi shlichus, or whether it's nothing mamish mufka from the parashat shlichus altogether. How would you test this? If it's related to shlichus, if it's in the subcategories of shlichus, it would probably be what? It would probably bound by some of the limitations of shlichus. It would probably be limited the same way that shlichus proper is limited, and according to some, the same way zechiyus is limited. If you're going to tell me that this is a subset of the category, the general heading called shlichus, then I would expect some of the limitations of shlichus to pop up here as well. If you're going to tell me that this has nothing to do, like the Radvaz, this is zero to do with shlichus, this is a parasha b'fnei atzmo, then it wouldn't be a great surprise if the details and the limitation of shlichus wouldn't apply. So that would be a good experiment to run. So let's chazer hukh shlichus from it. What are some of the limitations of shlichus that we would expect to see or not see here? You have to know who has taken labs? Who is in a lab or something? Okay? So is this what happens in a lab? You have to know what you're expecting. You don't just stop throwing stuff into the test tube and hope for the best, see when it blows up. No, isn't the goal to try to... No? No? So you have to set. So we're trying to run the lab here. We are trying to be scientifically true. So we want to know, what are we looking for? So what are some of the things, what are some of the tests that we're running for? So we have to know some of the limitations of shlichus. Give me a few limitations of shlichus here and there. Katan? That's not bad. Katan's not a bad one. We're not going to talk about that, but it's not a bad one. Who else? A goy, that's a good one, right? Can a goy, there's no shlichus for a goy, that we all know. In shlichus la'akom, right? Atem gam atem, kedushin daf memal from a vase. What are some other limitations of shlichus? Some other cases where shlichus doesn't help us. Don't think of gavras, think of maisim. Or in shlichus la'aveira is another one, right? So we have a few ready. We're already running multiple tests here. So what's showing up now in the lab? Is there Evakaniani for a goy? Can we remember? Last year? What? We spent a lot of time on it. What's the answer? Ivri was complicated. It's complicated. So there's a k'tzais of that. Right? There's a k'tzais of that. Remember the k'tzais? Big shocking surprise. I asked you yesterday, everybody say. When you heard those words, k'tzais ha-choshen, 15 times. Come on, nobody got like some hagash of just examined. And then, when they stopped talking about the k'tzais, what did they start talking about? Yavni Meluim. I mean, come on, it was just like the pasha was just like screaming at us. Yeah, k'tzais ha-choshen, k'tzais ha-choshen, k'tzais ha-choshen. It's kabbalah. Okay. No? Who remembers the k'tzais? Tyson condition of Gimel Manal for Ben Atam. Ring a bell. A distant bell? Okay. The Ktzais assumes, the Dabba Pashat, that the rules of Evakaniani are not bound by the rules of Shlichus. It's a Dabba Pashat Admoid, and he learned Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam and Kedushin of Gimel Manaf, that others may have learned differently, that Evakaniani applies even when we deal with Goyim. It doesn't matter. I can be Zoicha, and I can do the Pashat of Evakaniani for a Goy, even though the regular rules of Shlichus don't apply to Goyim. Furthermore, the Ktzais says, he thinks that the parasha of Evakaniani is not limited to situations where there's no aveira involved. He thinks that any shlichus of aveira wouldn't disturb us and bother us. He has a raya. I don't remember the raya. I remember the raya of the k'tzais. K'tzais means a raya from a kinyan b'Shabbos. The din is Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishonim that if you make a kinyan on Shabbos, even though you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos, it's an aveira. It's a violation of the Rabbanan or the Rekamal, whatever the makor for the yisur of making kinyan on Shabbos is. Mechol Memk is also on Shabbos. Avo Bichain, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Fair from the Rishonim that the kinyan is going to become. So the Ktzai says that statement, that all-encompassing statement of the Rishonim, that kinyanim b'diyevet achal on Shabbos, even if it's a kinyan chalipin that we're talking about, there's no difference. Now, kinyan chalipin, somebody has to provide for the kli. So normally, what happens is that the kona is supposed to provide the kli, right? Kona mekayel shel kona. The kona is supposed to provide the kli. So that usually doesn't happen. Most of the time, let's say we do a kinyan chalipin at a chasana. So we. Let's say I go to the chassan, right? I say to the chassan, you are mechayev yourself to pay X amount of money in the ksuba, the tesefes, ksuba, in the dunya, and everything. And I take off my hammock, or I take off my watch, take off my pen, and I give it to the chassan. Where's the kelev shel koina? Who's being kind of this achrayus? Who's being kind of this eschayus? Who is the other party here? Who here got married? So when you got married, you were mechayiv yourself to pay a lot of money, right? So you were the machna. Who is the kind of? Who is kind of that achrayus from? Who's kind of this achrayus from you? That kedushin. I don't want your money. I expect to be a present. I don't want your money. Your father-in-law was kind of money from you. It's usually the other way around. I said, "You, who was kind of the money? Who was kind of from you? Who was the guy of you?" The kawa. It says in the ksuba that chalil of chalil. We don't talk about any particular person. It says in the ksuba that if the husband dies and divorces, so he's going to pay a lot of money to who? Not going to pay his father-in-law money. He's not going to pay his contribution money. Good way for me to make a couple extra dollars. That's not going to happen. He's going to pay his wife. It's going to be the wife a lot of money. So the wife is the koneh under the at the time of the chassan's tish. So I understand if she's the koneh, so she should come instead of sending her mother to break a plate. Some silly to break plates. She should come herself off her throne. She should spatzir into the chassan's tish, and she should present a dove to be koneh with. She should take off her watch, take off her pen, take off her whatever she's wearing, and take off her headpiece. She should give a kli, and she should make a ma'aseh kinyan with kelav shel koneh. We don't usually do that. So what do we do? So the Messiah Kedushin out of the goodness of his heart, he usually represents the Kala, and he takes off something, his watch, his pen, his yarmulke, something like that, on behalf of the Kala. How does that work? What kind of game is that? What kind of story is that? How does that work? So the Ktzais is a famous beer. You know what works? Says the Ktzais, based on what principle? Of what? Based on what principle? Ever Kraini. Says the Ktzais, just as a kinyan kesef, it's not necessary for the koneh to give money. The eved kanani doesn't have to give his own cash. Somebody could step up to the plate to give cash in his behalf. And just as the Gemara Kedushin extrapolates that not just by eved kanani, but it applies to Kedushin as well. And then the Gemara extrapolates it applies to kinyani sadis as well. So says the Ktzais, what's the difference between invoking the principle of kinyan eved kanani vis-a-vis kinyan kesef, or invoking it vis-a-vis kinyan chalipin? Just as by kinyan kesef, the starting point, the baseline is that the kinyan should have given kesef, comes the parashas eved kanani is mechadish, and he doesn't have to. Who would dinami, the pasuk says Megillas Rus, the shalafish nala, which we interpret that to mean that the kohen has to give his shoes, got to give his kli. So what's the difference whether somebody else represents by giving the kesef out of it kanani, or somebody else represents the kohen by giving the kli to affect the kinyan chalipin? What's the difference in the two? Well, what's the difference? We spent a whole week on what the difference is last year. Not everyone agrees to Ktzais. That's a shteken Ktzais. Famous Ktzais. The kinyan eved kanani, we invoke the kinyan eved all the time. Every chuppah, every chasen, every chasen stesh. Next time you go, who has a wedding today? Who has a wedding today? So next time you go to a wedding today, go to the chasen stesh and look very carefully and see who's eved kanani. Go explain to the chasen kal that there's a shichur eved kanani taking place right then and there in front of their very eyes. Okay? See how that goes over well. All right? Don't explain it to the mothers when they come to Mexico. And don't tell them that we really want the collar to come. You know, we're not advocating that. Okay? Good. So that's the Pasha of Eved Kanani. There's straight and effective. That's the Pasha. The Shulchan Aruch writes that a Kinyan Chalipin that takes place on Shabbos is Koine. Fractic choice. How could that be? When the Mesad Kedushin or the Koine or the Eidim or somebody is giving the Suder on behalf of the Koine, if it's being done by Isser, it's being done by Chul Shabbos, it's in violation of the din of Ein Koine Mechamem to B'Shabbos, why don't we call this an Ein Shalich HaZvaveira, and the whole kidding should be Bat L'Mavuto? Because Tosfos writes about Mitzi in the first parak, when you have a Shalichos that was done by Aveira, the Shalichos is Batel, Tosfos writes. One day maybe disagrees, but Tosfos writes in the second opinion, the Shalichos is Bat L'Mavuto. So how come we don't find that a kinyan b'Shabbos should be disqualified, should be nullified, based on Ein Shalich HaZvaveira? Every kinyan, the Ktzais claims that the minig that we have, that the kohen himself does not give the suda, that a third party gives it, this is as old as the hills, this is back in the Gemara. There's riots in the Gemara, that was the minig for Deiri Deiris, in the days of Chazal also, when they made kinyan chalipin, the kohen himself didn't give the handkerchief, somebody else gave the handkerchief. So Frek the Ktzais, how could that work? If it's based on Kinyan Eved Kanani, which is what people told you, and Eved Kanani is part of Shlichos, how does that work in Shlichos HaVeira? Zepin Fendor says it tells us that it's not based on Shlichos. You see from here that Kinyan Eved Kanani is a separate parasha. It is not Nesinas HaAchik and Nesinas HaEved VeAchoson. It has nothing to do with Shlichos. What is it? It's Kabbalah Sa'adol HaKal HaLechud. That's all you need. You don't need a Nesina. So Baruch Hashem for this tzais, the Radvaz is back in business. So in the case of the throne, the 90-yard pass, the Radvaz wanted to bring a raya from Hilchos Eved Kenani that Kabbalah Sakala is sufficient, and we got a little bit weary with that. We got nervous with that. We thought that maybe that's not a raya because we were thinking in terms of Nesidus Achak and Nesidus Eved Yechoson. The tzais showed us that we were not correct. We shouldn't feel too bad because Reb Chaim thought that we were correct. Reb Chaim, in his Chiddushim in the Rambam, when he presents Eved Kenani, he doesn't quote the tzais, he's not misyaches to this whole thing. He writes the Davar Poshut that the Parsha of Eved Kenani is linked to Parsha Shlichos, and it has all the limitations that govern Parsha Shlichos, and if you can't be a shliach, you can't be a mishalech, you can't have shlichos, and you can't have Eved Kenani either. So when all the dust settles, the Radvaz, his whole shtickle Torah about tossing the 90 yards of the ring, whether we have a raya from the parish of Eved Kenani in one direction or another, ultimately boils down to the machlokes, the gedolei ga'ini olam between the ktzais and Reb Chaim, what is and what is not Eved. So we're still back to school. Okay, so we're still learning gezela. See how far we've gotten here. We're still trying to figure out what's pshat in yish and rishus. That's our sugya, yish plus rishus. So we don't know, is it based on that the gazlan kana larega or rak halakeach kana? So we said at the end of the day, according to Taizen the Ramban, it's zicha this way. According to the Rambam, it's possible to say this way. Al atzad that it's possible to say this way, not possible this way. We have to understand kedushin afnun beis, where the Gemara says that kedushin of taifsin. We said that kedushin of taifsin. This makes sense if you hold that the gazim is koina. This is great. And if you hold that rach alukeh koina, then you are bound to this chiddush of the Radvaz that it is sufficient with Kabbalah sa makaba without Nesidus Anosa, which is what the Rashba in fact in Kedushin said at least in one place.
We say that even within the Tzad, they say that Eved Kenani is a valid Nesina, it's still not going to be exactly like Shlichus.
Right, so you want to say that we may have over the, I mean, Reb Chaim may have gone a little bit too far for us, right? Reb Chaim says it's mamash bound by the limitation of Shlichus. Right. So you want to say it's still a Nesina, you want to say it's a Nesina without the limitations of Shlichus. Right, that middle ground does exist. You're right. You are correct. So basically, we're still back to square one. We're still back to the drawing board. We want to know, is the Radvaz correct or is not correct? Does Kedusha lend itself just to the Kabbalah Sakala, or do you really truly need to see this? I know you say, Eved Kenani is not going to solve it. So the Radvaz comes up with another Raya. Those who were with us last year, we spent a lot of time on this also, the Gemara Kedusha and Zayin Mabez. Everyone remember? Shnei ben Asayach? No, who remembers? Okay, so let's give a little bit of a background for the newcomers and the chazar for the oldcomers to try to appreciate where the Radvaz is coming from. Eved Kenani's done. We don't know where to, not sure where to put Eved Kenani. So the Gemara in Kedushin of Zayin Beis talks about a very, very creative method of Kedushin. It's called Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. Okay? The only problem is that it doesn't work. The Torah says, Ki Kachish Isha, you've got to be a holy. You can't say, listen, you know, the guy's, it's tough, you know, he's barely graduating college, he doesn't know if he's able to support his wife, so he thinks maybe half a wife he could deal with, but the other half, you know, let her stay with her parents. So that's not the thing. You can't be kind of, either if you're not ready to get married, so don't get married. If you're ready to get married, you have to go for everything. So Mekadesh Chatzi is not going to work. So the Gemara has different nuances as to what's called Chatzi Isha, what's not called Chatzi Isha. Very, very strange shams in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if two fellas who are negotiating, Shnei Ben Osach, Shnei Bonai, Bepruta. So Reuven has two sons, Shimon has two daughters, and the two fathers are talking at probably a play group or something, or a carpool. They're trying to negotiate who's getting married here early. It's a shidduch crisis these days. So Shnei Ben Osach L'Shnei Banei Bepruta. So the Gemara wants to know, is that good or is that no good? What's the problem? So the problem is, how do you define what just happened over here? Do you say that you have to have a pruta. You have to have a pruta for kedushin. That's a given. You have to have a pruta for kedushin. So here, do we have a pruta for kedushin? Does each person being represented have a pruta for kedushin? So I'm trying to kill two birds with one stone. I'm trying to knock off two marriages with one pruta. Everyone's a little, you know, business is rough for everybody these days. So we're trying to save money, get off two marriages for one pruta. So is that going to work or not? So Gemara's a shaila. Well, who do we follow? Who is the keveya here? Is the keveya the nice in a makabel?
So the Daisen Makabel, at the end of the day, there's one Daisen, there's one Makabel, there's one Pruta, so maybe we can argue that we have enough money for everybody. Or do we say no? Do we say that maybe Basa Deduas Lidan, maybe we follow the partners of marriage, maybe what really matters is the couples are ultimately going to be married. And the problem is, even though there's only one set of Nosa Makabels here, but in terms of people who are going to become married partners, so the people who are going to be Mekachim Miskachos over here, how many partners are they going to be? How many sets are they going to be here? They're going to be two. The Gemara is not sure, is this good or is this not good? So if you hold that, you follow the Nosin Makabel, then you can argue there's one Pruta for one quote-unquote marriage, and maybe that's good enough. But if you hold that there are two different marriages taking place, which they are, and each marriage requires its own Pruta, then you're in a big problem, because then you have to say that, well, I only have a half a Pruta. I have a half, either a half a person or half a Pruta. This is not going to fly here. So that's what the Gemara is not sure about. How do you don such a bizarre case when you have, there's one set of people calling the shots. On the other hand, there are two different sets of people who are actually getting married to one another. So the Gemara is blight by a teiku. So this is a very, very tricky Gemara. Why is it very, very tricky Gemara? What's tricky about this Gemara? The case is very, very tricky. What's tricky about it? Tell me what's tricky about this Gemara. Yeah, so who are these fathers exactly? I want to know, where is this conversation taking place? You know, I may have misled you. I said it's taking place in playgroup, right? Now, that may be a problem. Why is that a problem? Because even though the girl could be a playgroup, because Kedusha sinned a little girl through her father, even for the day she's born, according to Rabbi, even before she's born. But the problem is that what? The cow is not the problem. The chosin's about. The chosin's also a playgroup. He's also 3 years old. That's not going to work. You give him a Kaddish Nisha for a little kid. So, Al Korchach, this kid has to be what? He's got to be what? He's got to be good. He's got to be bar mitzvah. So, we have to change the facts a little bit on the ground. So, yes, it's true, we're waiting by carpool, but one's in the preschool and one's in the middle school. Because the boy's got to at least be in 7th or 8th grade. He's got to be bar mitzvah. So now we're talking, please, nobody should quote me, misquote me. This is, you know, just please, let's go with the flow for the sugi, okay? Someone will tell me that I said something about children's marriage. Let's leave the room, okay? Everyone smart enough to know what we're talking about here. So here we have a 13-year-old boy who's going to get married to a 5-year-old girl. The stomach, that's the case. Come on, right? The stomach. That's what the Gemara is talking about. No, that makes sense. It can't be otherwise. It can't be that the boy is 5 years old. That's ridiculous. So it must be a 13 and a 5-year-old. Yes, we'll make the girl 8 years old, 5 years different. That's all terrible. You can make her 10 years old. Make her as old as you want. So she's up until Nara. So the father still be able to Kaddish. And the kid, the boy, clearly is bar mitzvah. If that's the case, which is obvious, it's got to be at least bar mitzvah. What's the problem? What's the problem? What's the problem? What word here is a very, very funny, very mundane word? The Nisen is a very mundane word. Why? Because you think you have one Nisen and you have one Makabel. So I understand that you have one Makabel because the father is the Makabel Kedushin for his daughters. So he's got two daughters. He's got an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old. So let's talk about one Makabel Kedushin. But if the father is giving the money for the bar mitzvah boy, he's not giving it to his father, because the father doesn't have the kodesh to mekadesh a girl for his son. He's only giving it to his what? To shliach. There's no other way to explain it. He's only giving it to his shliach. The problem is, if he's giving it to his shliach, so then why is there only one nosin? The father is acting on behalf of how many nosnim? There are two distinct nosnim. So you want to kvetch, you want to tell me a story that when a person has two little girls under the age of Asibit, under the age of 12 and a half, so he's one entity, he's one gavra on behalf of both of his daughters, that's echmin makabel. But to tell me that the one father who's got a 16-year-old boy and a 13-year-old boy, he's one, like mehechates, is one nisin. How in the world could the father be any more powerful than what? Than who? If the sons want to be, imagine if the two boys themselves, the high school boy, he's already in high school, and he's in 8th grade. So the 15-year-old and the 13-year-old would try to give money to the father of the two girls,
we would insist each one coughing up in a pruta. So if each one, would, depending on how to give a pruta, we would never say you get away with less than a pruta. That would be ridiculous. So if each one is going to have to come up with a pruta, how in the world could the father as be called the nisein and somehow suffice with less than a pruta? Or just have one pruta for both? So the mechanics of the case don't work. So Tosis was so bothered with that kasha. What did Tosis say? Who remembers the Tosis? Who saw the Tosis in Kedushin? Tosis was so bothered with the kasha that Tosis crossed out a word. What was the word? Nisein. Tosis said the Gemara never really meant to say that nisein plays a role. Nisein is not important. We couldn't care less about the nisein. But the Gemara's question was, do you follow the partner, the parties who are going to become married? Or do you follow the who? Who do you follow? What's the other side? Just the makabel. I was shrine chai v'kayim, but there's no pruta for the nisein. What's the answer? So what? Well, what do you need pruta for a nisein for? So Taisa says the Lashon and Gemara is lav dafka. And the Gemara says, basa dituas lina, basa des makabalas lina. Nisein doesn't really mean nisein. Nisein is irrelevant. What Gemara really meant to say was basa makabalas lina. Now, when you read a Taisus like this, so you realize this is our classic learning 101. This is where conceptual and textual seem to get into interfere with one another. Conceptually, Taisus is 1,000% right, because they just took us through a tour of Maseches Kedushin. They just taught us all the halach. We knew this already. That you can't be Mekadosh Anishin until you're over Bar Mitzvah, and the father has no korach to be Mekabel, to give Kedushin for his son, unless he's a Shaliach. So Taisus is right. Taisus learned Maseches Kedushin from beginning to end, and they created a scenario that matches up the details of his Kedushin. So conceptually, they're 100% on target. What's the problem? The Gemara says, what? But the Gemara says, nisein. So Taisus says, No, I'm not saying anything. The Gemara is just talking lingo. Notice the Makabo, in contrast to the D2, in contrast to the parties to be of to marriage. But in terms of halacha, the word Nisein means nothing. So comes Reb Baz and discovers this Tosis. Comes Reb Baz as the pass is in the midair. And so Kozman, the pass was going to midfield. The Reb Baz was being down on the Epikinani Sugya. So we deflected that with the Ktsois and the, you know, the Reb Chaim. So now, as the pass is going down to the other end zone, so the Rav says, I got another raya for you. I have a raya from Kedushin of Zayin Mebeis. The first raya from Kedushin of Zayin Aleph. This is not a raya from Kedushin of Zayin Mebeis from Tosis, who says that the word Nosin is clearly not relevant. How can we be doicha the raya of the Rav from Kedushin of Zayin Mebeis? We can bring back to life what word? That word Nosin. Don't cross out the word Nosin so fast. Don't cross out the word Nosin, but is that a compelling evidence that the word Nosin is irrelevant? So the answer is no. One can be doicha Tosis. How can we be Deicha Tosfos? So one takes a look at the Tosfos Rid. Who remembers from last year? Did I put the Tosfos Rid on the Mamre Kamos this year? No? Okay, who remembers from last year? What Tosfos said was impossible. The Tosfos Rid said that is the Pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos Rid writes that Halig Rishon, the Halig Ben Yeshaya, the Halig Tosfos Rid writes that yes, that's exactly what the Gemara meant, that there are two boys, they're both over the age of Bar Mitzvah, one's 15, one's 13, and they both appointed their father. Neither of them, the 15-year-old is sitting ready learning, the 30-year-old is still playing basketball, and they both want to get married, and they appointed their father to do the, they don't have any money anyway, so they ask their father, the father's a little low on funds, so he goes over to his friend by carpool, and he says, here's a pruta for both of your daughters. Reuven for Rachel for Reuven, Leah for Shimon, and Shalom Yisrael. So Tazvit said, yeah, that's the case. Ivy is the Nisein. How is he a Nisein Echad? Why is he called the Nisein Echad? After all, if the sons themselves would have given the Kiddush, they would have been Shnei Nisnim. What's the answer? What's the magic word? What's the magic bullet by say? What? Shlichus. Shlucho Shalom. Kimaisa. You know what Shlichus means of Tesis Rid? That the Mekadesh is who? The Mekadesh is no longer the two sons. They're busy playing basketball and learning. Who's the Mekadesh? Who's the Mekadesh? The father. How many people is the father? What is he? The father of the chassid. How many entities is he? How many gavras is he? He's one person. That's exactly what the Gemara means. So now, again, we don't know the answer to the questions. It could be that this is all a moot question, and it could be we paskin that you need the basa makashim miskachos, and the whole shaila is not relevant. But al atzad, that one side, the hilgam arayim, Ravina Rav Ashi, sitting and clearing and pupling it, and the hilgam arayim is a they could have resolved this question. So there was a real possibility in Halacha, the Yagobas of Nisein and Makabel. So the Tosfos Rid brought back to life the Nisein is a very, very real Nisein.
Now, of course, the significance of Tezis Ritz Pshat is that once you say Tezis Ritz Pshat, then what bubble just got burst? The Red Vaz is right, it just got burst. Because Red Vaz is right, it was all assuming that Tezis is right. If the Tezis Ritz is right, then there's Ois Raya.
Even if we go down this, even if we say this,
then
once you're applying Shidash
and Kavosa,
then you have to say that your
father's like to. So there is something major going on here. In between the lines, it's not even our sugya anymore, but I just cannot hold back. I can't hold back because you just can't hold back from this. And number two, you got to, Taras Hashem Tamimim, you got to understand it. What is playing out here, Rabbi Isai, between this Taisus and this Taisus Rid, which is in Pech, understand the in Pech. I want you to understand how Kol HaTerek Kula is all interlinked, and it's one big puzzle. Every piece connects to one another. What's now playing out, we're learning a sugya in Sukkah. We're just faking ourselves out. We're not really learning Sukkah. We're really learning what? We're really learning Merubah. Right? That's what Rabbi Tarakan told us 2 weeks ago. He said, I'm kidding everybody. We're not really. We're learning Merubah this month. Okay? We just happen to have a Sukkah open in front of us. So we're learning Merubah, and we're being done on Yushin Shini Rishus. And we came to the realization, based on Isuros Aliyadeh, based on Taisim Rambans and Rambams, that there are two radically different positions to understand what Yushin Shini Rishus means. We have this Gemara Kedushin in days that we don't know what to do with, because the Gemara says the Kedushin is Chal, and we know that Gemara is pointing in one direction or another. The Radvaz opened up our eyes with the long bomb, and now the Radvaz brought two relevant Gemaras into the discussion. Relevant, they're both in the same daf. Good luck for that. We don't have to turn the page, but we don't have to switch to the next page. Zion and Aleph, we already addressed. We saw how the Ketais and the Reb Chaims and other things get mixed into the mix. And now in Zion and Rebeis, we're forcing ourselves to understand that the Radvaz is Raya, which is impacting on how to understand Kedushin and Beis, which is impacting on how to learn Shiyas Shishus, which is impacting on Sukkah Daf Lam and Rebeis. Everything is hinging upon who is writing Kedushin of Zion and Rebeis. Is Taisa's presentation of the Sukkah compelling? So Taisa's Rit thought not. And what does that depend on? Is it what? Of course, the Raman Tour. How'd you know that? Who's in a list? Okay, good. So that machlaikis, Taisus, see, we always end up in the same place. It's just where we're starting point, where the ending point is. Everything. What is the Nekudas HaMachlaikis? We'll ask the newcomers first. What is the Nekudas HaMachlaikis between the Taisus and the Taisus Rid? Taisus could not believe what the Gemara said. Taisus was so convinced the Gemara didn't mean it that they were willing to literally or figuratively sense, cross out that line of Nisan. The word Nisan is irrelevant. Taisus says Lavdafka. Don't be bothered. Don't be turned off by the word Nisan. And the Taisus had said, don't be turned off by the word Nisan. That's the key to the whole sugya. What prompted Taisus to say the sugya is Lavdafka? Because Taisus presented the Kasha, how in the world could the Shaliach be any different than the original two sons? If the two 15-year-old and the 30-year-old would show up here, they would have to each produce their own piece of bubble gum. How could the one piece of bubble gum worth the fruit of the father suffice for both of them? Taisus looked at that kasha, they thought of that kasha, the Heilige Bali Taisus was sitting, the Heilige Heilige Rabbi Tam and the Ri and the Rishbam and the Rivam and all the Bali Taisus sitting in France and knocking their heads against the wall and saying, Hayitochen, how could how in the world could the father be better than the sons? And the answer is, that what? He cannot. And the Heilige Taisus Rid is sitting where does Rid live? In Italy, right? I think you're in the Shai Mitran. I think he lived in Italy, right? So he's sitting in Italy, and a little warmer down there, southern Italy. He's sitting in Italy, and he's thinking, and he says, no, the Gemara really means it. That the father can be better than the sons. How can the father be better than the sons? There's only one way to explain it. That's the Pasha Shlichus. So how come Taisus didn't buy into it? So the answer is Yaduah Meforsum. There's a major machlekes of Yishayim. What Shlichus is or what Shlichus is not. When Reuven appoints Shimon to be a Shliach, to be Megarish, to be Mekadosh, etc., who is the Baal HaChalois? Who is affecting the Kedushin? Who is affecting the Gerushin? What's the answer by say? If you hold that the Baal HaChalois is still the original person, Shluch Sham Kemoisai does not mean that you become the Baal HaChalois. It just means that you have the ability to pull off a Maisa that's going to be Mesiaches back to the Baal HaChalois. But at the end of the day, the Baal HaChalois is the original husband, who's Megarish's wife, the original Chosson who wants to marry this girl. You are facilitating the HaChalois on behalf of the Mishalech, but you are not the Baal HaChalois. Shel Hadavar, if that is correct,
and ultimately the bialim of the original person, who's right? Taisa is right, because at the end of the day, there are two people here. So how could the Gemara say Basin Naise? There are two Naisnim. There's one facilitator, but there are two Naisnim. The Taisa's Rid has to learn the other Pshat Shnichas. The other Pshat Shnichas is Shlusham Kamaise is Pshita Kimashmoy, that you become the Baal HaChalais. The original Mashalech is God. He's out of the picture. He was Mamani, he was a Shaliach, but that's all he did. Once he does that, you get the power of attorney and you're running off to the bank. And you become the newly labeled Baal HaChalais. That's the Pasha Shlichas. Oba Zoy, says the Taisa's Rid, if you are the newly appointed Baal HaChalais, and you attack, how many people are you? How many bodies do you have? One body. If you have one body and you are one Nisin, who else has one body? Who else has one body in this picture? The father of the girl, Zichah, has one body, because he's not even a shaliach for his daughters. He's the Baal HaChalais Mamish. So you have one Baal HaChalais with another Baal HaChalais, and that's called Basin Nisin Mekabalos Lin, and that's the suffix of the Gemara. So the machleik is Taisis and the Taisis Rid, it licked in Hilchah Shlichus. It doesn't licked in Kedushah Tazayim Rebeis. It is a manifestation of a pre-existing machleik as to what Shlichus is and what Shlichus is not. And Yaduam first in the Olma Yeshivas, what is the answer? When I wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I ask you, what is Shlichus? Is Shlichus that the Shlich is a Baal HaChalais or the Mishalech? I only want one word. What's the one word? Thank you. I want Ktsois. And I want the Ktzos to tell you to Machlekes din who and who? The Rambam and the Torah. What's the Rambam and the Torah? So again, we're getting too far off, but we'll just say it very, very quickly and hopefully try to gear ourselves back into course here somewhere in the way we are, but we'll try to find our way there. The Rambam writes that if Reuven appoints Shimon to be a Shaliach, to divorce his wife, and then Reuven becomes a Shaita, Min HaTorah, Shimon can divorce his wife. Min HaTorah, Shimon can give the get. I, Reuven's a Lav Bardas. The Netarah works anyway. Why, says the Ktais? Because you need Das of who? Whose Das do you need for get to take effect? The Baal HaChalais. Who is the Baal HaChalais? The Shaliach. Says the Tor, Lohoyed Vamiel. Says the Tor, in that case, the get is Batal Min HaTorah. You know why? Because, yep, you're right, you need the Baal HaChalais. Who's the Baal HaChalais? The original husband. So the Ktais discovered this round the door, razzle dazzle, Shtukot Torah. If you remember, we spoke about this in Kedushin, we spoke about it in Gittin, every year we speak about this. So that's the famous Ktsois. Not everyone agreed to the Ktsois' presentation, but this is a standard, this is the regular aid. So Rabbi Sai, this sugya is getting very, very complicated, because it's hinging on so many different things, so many different directions we can go to, and we still don't have crystal clear. So here, the Radvaz's quarterback has tossed this 90-yard bomb, and we're waiting to hear what the answer is. And the Radbaz was pretty convinced that Kedushin is Taif, says you don't really need the Chos, you just need the Kala. And his two big Rayas from Kedushin Zayim and Av, Zayim and Beis, neither one is an absolute ironclad convincing Raya. So Rabbi Sai, we got to go back to the drawing board. We have to go back because the Gemara that has really captivated our imagination over the last couple of days is Kedushin and Beis and Beis. And the Gemara told us, Mar Zim Beferish, we have Baruch Hashem for that guy who robbed the jewelry store. He robbed the jewelry store, hands over the ring to the woman, says Rebbe Kadeshes, and what did Rava say? Who remembers? What did Rava say in Kedushin Beis Beis? Chazar. Rava said, Kedushin is no good. Why is the Kedushin no good? Because lace the chashle Rebbe Shimon. Because nobody follows Rebbe Shimon. Shimon said, Stam Gazel Yishpalim, implying crystal clear that if somebody would have actually followed Rebbe Shimon, or Rebbe Shimon himself would have passed it in this case, that the woman is full fledged Rebbe Kadeshes. Based on what? Yush is not koine. So good, very good. Shkach, stam gzeli Yush ba'elamein. But Yush is not koine. So the answer is, the Rabbad started the ball rolling, Yush and Shin Rishos. Two possibilities, everything we've been saying up to now. Comes the Rosh and says, the conclusion that all the Chachmi Sfarad had, from Ramban, from Rashba, from Ritva, from Ran, that whole Mahalach of Ala Rishenim from Spain, the Rosh, I don't know whether he wrote this when he was still in Germany or he said this when he came to Spain, but the Rosh says that a homahalach started by the Ramban through the days that around in the Ritva is all based on one mistaken premise, says the Rosh. What's the mistaken premise? What was the kasha of the Ramban? The Gemara says, Leis techash Rabbi Shimon, frek the Ramban kasha. How did the whole sugya start? What did the Ramban ask? What? We pass the Rabbi Yosef, Yish is not going to. Right? Pasuk Rav Yehuda said Yishus not koina. You know what the Rush says? What the Rush says? What is the Rush? Who saw the Rush? Who saw the Rush? Put it in the Mamre covers the Rush. No? What does the Rush say? So it says the Rush. We pass like Rabba. This Gemara is a Raya Booth. We pass like Rabba. Now the Rush says, I'm not sure necessarily which version of Rabba we pass like. We could still negotiate. Maybe we pass like Rabba's Deraisa version. Or maybe for toned down purposes, we pass like Rabba's Derabbanan version. But between you and me, in terms of Hilchos Gittin, it doesn't make much of a difference because this woman needs to get either Deraisa or Derabbanan. So says the Rush that this Gemara in Kedushin and Beis is the Raya Brura. This is the Makla Patish when you learn Baba Kama Samach Vav. So you learn Baba Kama Samach Vav, you see Rabba Rav Yosef, you have no idea how to Paskin. Says the Rush, I ain't Kedushin and Beis, and you'll figure out what to Paskin. That's a very, very different picture here. According to the Rush, we've spent the last days in fantasy land. We've been trying to be Miyashim, the Gemara in Kedushin, that basically said nothing. According to the Rush, the Gemara never said Shin Rishus. The Rush is right. The Gemara never said Shin Rishus. The Gemara just says Leis Tachash Rabbi Shimon. The Ramban started the ball rolling of Shin Rishus, but the Rush didn't say it. Why did the Rush say it? Why didn't the Rush say but the Ramban, the Rash, the Ran, the Rifa? Why didn't the Rush go down that route? What was bothering the Rush? What was bothering the Rush? Why didn't he go down the route of the other Rishon? Who knows why? What was eating away at the Rush?
Because he assumed that the person, the man, could lose something.
So let's think it through carefully. We have two ways of understanding the Ramban. The Ramban's theme, the Ramban's camp of Rishonim. Either the Gazan is Kona Larega, or Raka Lakech Kona. Which team is the Rush going to be on? Do we know? Well, let's forget about this Rush. Everyone agrees there's a principle of Yish and Shin Rishos. Even according to those who deny Yish, there is such a principle of Yish and Rishos. That's Gemara. It's Gemara and Sukh. Which team does the Rush sign up for in understanding the Lomd of Yish and Shin Rishos? What's the test case? What led us to believe that the Ram disagrees with the other Rishon? What did the Ramam permit? What did the Ramam sanction? He flipped the order, right? Who is the Baplukh of the Ramam? The Rush, right? The Rush was the one who said, if you believe in Yishin Rishos, I personally don't believe in it, but if you believe in Yishin Rishos, then you better keep the order intact. Any Rishon who insists on the order intact is automatically signing up for whose team? Whose team? Tyson Ramban and the Rush. You can put the Rush on this list. So the Rush will never, ever sanction the Goslin being kind of even for a rega for a split second. The Rush will never buy into the Goslin being kind of. It's impossible for the Goslin to be kind of, because the Rush, the one who is so makbid on the order, he's makbid on the order, dafka, because he's learning the sugya based on the logic of Bisuras Liyade. It's a little bit funny, because one of the great Rishonim who's on that camp also is who? Ramban, right? You weren't sure what the Ramban held on this, so you remember? We started off the Ramban, it wasn't clear what he held. But the Rush. The Rush is clearly in the camp of these Rishonim, says the Ketais. Racha Lekechona. Comes the Ketais, part two. If so, that the Rush has already committed himself at the end of a Bavakama, that the order is critical, thereby committing himself to the theory of Taisus and the Ramban, the only way under the sun the Rush could have possibly sanctioned Kedushin based on Yishin Shin Rishos, the Rush would have been forced to learn what shot? He would have been forced to learn like who? Like the Red Vaz. He would have been forced to learn Evet Kenayin in a certain way. He would have been forced to learn Basin Nois Makabal a certain way. He would have been forced to learn that for Kedushin you don't really need Nesinus and Noisin. All you need is Kabbalah and Makabal. Says the Ktsois. He does it with Anavi Azariah. Says, I don't believe the Rush held that. It's so wild. It's so chodesh what the Radvaz is saying. So as that chidish godel to say, you don't need to see this on Noisin. Therefore, the Rush is looking at Kedushin and Beis, and in his mind, he's going through all other logical possibilities. You have to address condition of Beis Hamikdash. Rava said, Leis Techash Rabbi Shimon, implying the condition would have been Chal if there would have been Yush. Based on what? Yush and Shinu Rishos, the Rush got checkmated in the court. The Rush says, it can't be like the Ramban is saying. Because if it's like the Ramban is saying, it's impossible. It's impossible because there are only two logical ways to explain Yush and Shinu Rishos to affect condition. This is out of the question to say the Gazan was cleaner, because this doesn't fit into my theory about the order. The only way is to fall back on this very, very strange idea of the Radvaz. The Rush predated the Radvaz a couple hundred years. That Svar of the Radva, I can't believe it, says the Rush. And therefore, the model of Yush and Shin Rishus is not the model to solve the dilemma of condition and Beis. You have to go back to the drawing board of condition and Beis. What is the model, says the Rush? There's only one model. What's the model? How does condition and Beis make sense? It must be a Raya, we pass like Rabbah. So, Mamash, we've come in a circle. Because the Rush is so opposed to all the other, these other options, these wild options with Ravazis and all this other stuff, therefore the Rush was willing to go back to the drawing board in Bava Kama and Chavav and Paskin against conventional wisdom, against all the other Rishonim. All the other Rishonim said, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, and the Rush said, no. Conventional wisdom is wrong. Condition and Beis carries the day. There's no other way to learn condition and Beis. All the other Pshat were not correct. And therefore, Yush is kind of, they made their eyes, made their bottom, we're not sure. So, Rabbi Chayivcha, Rabbi said, we have three ways in the Gedalia Rishonim how to learn Kedushin and Beis and Beis. Everyone agrees the Kedushin would have been Chal, if Rabbi Shimon would have been right, either based on Yush and Shin Rishus, therefore implying that the Gazan's Kedal Rege, that's the Rambam, or therefore implying that even though the Gazan's not kind of, Rakh Lekeh Chodah, that's enough for Kedushin, that was the Rashba said that, that was the Rashba's Raya where? The Rashba clearly learned the way, how? Right? He brought a raya, which Rashba? Because he brought a raya, he gave Mekadosh Anisha with Yisuri Hanah, right? Remember that? When the Khalifa Yisuri Hanah? So the Rashba clearly learned to go around that way. So we have two pshatim, either the Rambam, Rashba, or the third possibility is what the Rosh says, that neither of those pshatim are correct, that Yush and Shin Rishus cannot affect the Kedushin, it's impossible to combine those two together, and therefore the only way to explain how Kedushin, the Beis and Beis mechanics work, is to fall back and say we pass them like Rabbi, the Deraisa, the Rabbana. Three Biurim in the Rishon. Rabbi said, there's one loose string in the circle. What's the loose string in the circle? There was almost a Gemara Beferush that taught us that the Gazlan does get it. The Gazlan does get it for a split second. And if that Gemara exists, then that spells trouble for now Taisus, Ramban, and the Rush. What was the Gemara that sounds like the Gazan does get it? That was that other what? That other Rashba. Remember what the other Rashba, what did the Rashba say? The Rashba in Gittin Nunhei. What did the Rashba say? The Gemara says explicitly that if a Gazan is makdish something after Yush, it works. And the Rashba said, based on what? What's that based on? Yush and Shini what? Shini Rishos. That's what the Rashba said. I didn't say what the Gemara said, what the Rashba says. The Rashba said, Yush and Shini Rishos. And we're a Medayek. Wait, Yush and Rishos, Ishki Akdish is Beisa, it's got to belong to the Gazlan. Zetman Fendor, that it belonged to the Gazlan for a second. All other Rishonim are going to have to learn that Gemara differently. What are the other Rishonim going to say about that Gemara? We'll have to figure out tomorrow. Put the final touch on the Tzugi. Hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, that'll just take us a few minutes in the Shia. Then, Mitzvah Shem, we'll start the next Tzugi. Okay, so try to get moving into the. Is that Mitzvah, guys?